Sagt die Mishnah weiter, Masechet Shkalim, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Aleph. Hatruma, Mahoya Oisimba. So we learned in the previous Mishnah that they lifted the money out of the box, put them into baskets. So how did they spend this money? After it went into the baskets, what was it used for? Sagt die Mishnah, Loikchen ba Timidin. They would buy the two sheep that were needed for the Karban Tamid every day, the Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Bein Harbayim. Musafin, as well as the carbon musaf on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on Yom Tovim, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, as well as Viniskeim. Every carbon oila came along with the mincha and wine. Really, the word nesacha means the pouring of wine, but the reference usually is to both, the mincha and the wine that came along with the carbon musaf. Weiter says the Mishnah, what else was bought with this money? Ha'omer, on the second day of Pesach, a carbon omer was brought. It was bought from barley. What else was bought from this money that was taken from the lishka and put into the baskets 3 times a year? Zakta Mishnah Vayter Ushtei Halechem, on Shavuos, 2 bread loaves that were made of flour. The omer came from barley, the Shtei Halechem came from regular flour. What did they do with the Shtei Halechem? Did they put it on the Mizbeach? No. But they were mekayim the mitzvah of tenufa with it. It had to be waved in different directions. The Rebbein of Sadigon points out that along with the Shtei Halechem came along 2 sheep, Shalmei Tzibur. Some say when the Mishnah said before Omer, it also refers not just to the Omer, but to the other karbanis that were brought along with it. Vayter zok the Mishnah v'lechem haponim. Every Shabbos, 12 loaves called lechem haponim were arranged on the Shulchan. They remained there until the next Shabbos when they would be replaced with a new 12 ones. And the Mishnah concludes, V'chal karbanes ha-tzibur, as well as all karbanes tzibur. What do we mean to include over here? It says the Bat Tanura comes to include the ketores. It was all purchased from the money that went into the baskets. Zakt the Mishnah weiter, normally, during the Shemitah year, they had a shtickel problem with both the Omer that had to be brought right after Pesach, and the Shtei Lechem that was brought on Shavuos. Both the Omer and the Shtei Lechem had to come from Chadash, from the new Tfuah of that year. So what happens on a Shemitah year? On a Shemitah year, no one plants. So there is no new Tfuah of that year. The answer is not necessarily. There are things that grow on their own, even if no one planted. It's called Sefichim. Okay, but no one guards their fields on a Shemitah year. And even the little bit that grows on its own is taken by the poor people or by anyone else. So Memela Bezdin had to hire a special shomer, a special watchman, to prevent anyone, whether people or animals, from taking the little bit of grain that grows on its own, so that they will have the Omer and the Shtei Halechem. Who pays for these watchmen? So the first Tan is going to tell us that the salary of these shomrim are going to be paid from the Trumah, from the money that is taken and put into the baskets. But I thought it only goes for Karbanas Tzibur. Now you're telling me it goes for a watchman's salary? Well, the answer is, if it's necessary for the Karban Tzibur, it's part of the Karban Tzibur. Zak the Mishnah Vayter, Shomrei Sefichem Bashviyas, those that guard the things that grow on their own on Shemitah, to make sure that we have barley and whatever is necessary for the Shtei Halechem that grows on the current year, Neutlin Scharan, they take their salary, they take their wages, Meitruma Salishka, also from the Truma that comes from the Lishka. Again, the Lishka is the special room or chamber where the Shkalim are kept. Rabbi Yossi says, it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who's being paid to watch it. Afaraitz, if someone wants, Misnadev Shaymechinam, he can offer himself as a Shaymechinam. I'll watch it for nothing. But the Chachamim disagree. They say watching it for nothing is not an option. Amru Loi, they said to Rabbi Yossi, but Af Ata Omer, you also say, She'enin Bo'en Ela Mishal Tzibur, it can only come from the Tzibur. Now here's the problem that the Chachamim have with someone who volunteers to watch it. If he's a private citizen, not being paid by Hegdish, so what happens? You're kind it from Hefker, it's yours, you're the one that's watching it, and then he's giving it over. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi, that's not a problem. He says that you can take something which is a carbon yachid, and the man can completely give it over to the tzibur. But the chachamim disagree. They say, once it becomes a carbon yachid, it can't be changed to something that belongs to the tzibur. So we can't have someone that volunteers on his own, then it's his. Now, can you explain this to me? What does that mean, because he watches that it becomes his? He's just watching it. The answer is, as the Tosfos Yom Tov explains, the Gemara says, at the end of Masechtas Bava Metzia, Habata behefka kanya, that means, when it comes to something which is hefker, by merely looking at it, you're kinda it. Even though it's not mamish just looking at it, you have to do something that kind of shows that it's yours. But apparently, says the Tosfos Yom Tov, we assume that the Shomer has some connection to this. He does something that would make it his. So everyone agrees that if you're watching something that's hefker, it becomes yours. Rabbi Yossi holds that's not a problem. Once he gives it over to the tzibur, he gives it over with his whole heart, so it belongs to the tzibur. The chachamim say, well, how do we know he's giving it over with his whole heart to the tzibur? That's how the Tosfos Yom Tov explains it. There are many other explanations to this Mishnah, but we'll leave it at that. So, quickly chazring over what we learned. We learned, what did they do with the truma? Again, the truma means the money that was lifted from the lishka into the baskets. They purchased the Tamash al Shachar, the Tamash al Bein Harabayim, the Karbon Musaf, on a day there's Musaf, and the Nesachim, the Mincha and the wine that comes along with it, the Karbon Omer that's brought on the second day of Pesach, the barley Karbon as well as the Shtei Lechem that's brought on Shavuos, the Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan, as well as V'chol Karbonos HaTzibur, which the Batirura tells us means the Ketores. We learned that there's a problem with the Omer, the Shtei Lechem, during a Shemitah year, because it has to be brought from the Nutfu, or the grew that year, yet you're not allowed to plant that year. So it has to come from Sefichim. Sefichim means things that just grow on their own. But all the fields are hefker, you can't guard them. How do you know there'll be any left? People will take it. Animals could step on it. So they had to hire special shomrim to watch it. And the salary, the wages of those shomrim were paid from the lishka, from the trumas lishka. Rabbi Yossi said a person could volunteer, even though by volunteering and watching it, it becomes his. So fine, he can take what belongs to him and give it over to the tzibur. But the chachamim disagree. The chachamim say to Rabbi Yossi, if he doesn't totally give it to the tzibur, there's a problem. You would also admit that if he doesn't give it over to the tzibur totally, there's a problem. So how can we take a chance that he really means to give it over? Rabbi Yossi says no. If he says he's giving it over, we assume that it was completely given over to the tzibur.